from coast to coast and around the world. This is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, and welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar, and today we're just going to be kind of jumping around. There's no particular theme for today, I suppose. But this first remix I'm going to play for you, rather, is one that was just released recently. You can find this on ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. And it's from a series that's very, you know, close to my heart. And this is an interesting interpretation of the theme, I thought. I've heard a lot of versions of this music, because of all of the music in the original Metroid, this theme was one of the ones that gets covered the most. And I can see why. It was a very iconic theme. It was very distinctive, you know. This and Brinstar were both covered a lot. But this is a very interesting version of it. It has a very kind of eerie, creepy sound to it. And near the end, it kind of reminds me of another old PC DOS game. Well, actually, Metroid is not a PC DOS game, but it reminds me of another PC DOS game called Ascendancy, which had a soundtrack at points that sounded vaguely similar to this remix. But either way, again, you can find us at osremix.org. This is by Agile. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. It's from Agile. Agile? I'm not sure. This is from Metroid, and this is called Kratos Begins.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy. so take it easy.
This Kraid Begins by Agile, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. From Metroid, you can find that on ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. I really love the atmospheric, kind of ominous sound to it. It really fits with Metroid, I think. And it's the first time I've heard Kraid's theme interpreted in such a slow way. I've heard all piano renditions of Kraid's theme that were really beautiful, but that's kind of in a different category. But either way, moving on, our next track is one that I picked up a while ago. It's from a game that I never actually beat. I've played it several times, but I've never actually, you know, gone to the end. And I know a lot of people that seems to be the case for with this particular game. But I really enjoyed, you know, what I played of it. I really liked playing it. Plot was kind of ridiculous, but, you know, that seems to be the case for many games. But it had a good soundtrack, though. And strangely enough, there are not a lot of remixes for this game, which is a little bit odd. I would have thought there would be more, but there are a few, and, you know, I've hung on to most of them. And this one in particular is probably one of my favorites. It's very cheery, and it's very straightforward. And it's, you know, it's got a lot of energy to it, which I really like. This is by Geto Lee Lewis. This is from Final Fantasy Tactics. And this is called Teach Me How to Rave. That was Geto Lee Lewis with Teach Me How to Rave from Final Fantasy Tactics. I picked that up from OC Remix back in the day. I think it should still be up. That's OCREMIX.org. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great myth.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delight with the right mint.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. 2 for the price of 1. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Czar, and this next track is one that's kind of, you know, it comes to me because my brother has recently been replaying this game for, he's replayed it again recently, and then he's doing it again now. And I never say no because the music in this game is so good, so I don't really mind hearing it in the background all the time, that kind of thing. And, you know, I never really get tired of it, and this is one of my favorite tracks in the game, actually, even though the area that it's in is kind of annoying. And which seems to be the case for a lot of things, but I like this version of it. Kind of a little bit eerie, but it's also a little bit dancey. I originally picked up this version of it, or this remix, off of VG Mix back in the day, and I've told the story of VG Mix and OC Remix a while ago. But I picked it up off of VG Mix, and then it made it onto OC Remix, finally. And then I think VG Mix went down. I don't know, I forget. Anyway, this is all remixing drama that's a long time in the past, but the point is that I still have this remix, and I still really enjoy it. I saved it when I got it on VG Mix originally. It's by Star Blast. This is from Final Fantasy VI. And this is Let Us Dance in the Dark Phantom Forest.
Thank you.
That was Starblaze with Let Us Dance in the Dark Phantom Forest. And I always kind of like that remix. It's kind of catchy, I think. But it has a kind of a steady beat to it. Well, this next one is kind of interesting. I think this one actually might have been taken off of OC. It was there originally beforehand. Or at least it was on OC at some point. But, you know, it's possible that it could have been taken down. And that does happen with a few remixes, so I don't think you could find it anymore, but I'm in a kind of a Chrono Cross type of mood, Chrono Trigger, either way. And I kind of like this one. It covers a lot of different themes from the game in a kind of an interesting way. But, you know, you might be able to find it if you keep looking around. If it's still on OC Remix, you can find it there. But this is by Dacnet Bard of Terret. This is from Chrono Cross, as I mentioned, and this is called Lost in the Cross. Thank you. That was Lost in the Cross by Dagnet Bard of Tarot from Chrono Cross. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
Hello, Pringles 800 number.
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake with my Pringles.
Sir?
See, it says fat-free on the can, but they don't taste fat-free.
Sir, if it says fat-free original Pringles, that's what they are.
Listen, talk to my wife. Blanche!
Yeah, hi. You made a mistake.
No, ma'am. Fat-free Pringles are made with Olean. That's why they taste just as good with no fat and half the calories.
No way. I know when it's missing that fakey no-fat taste. Listen, I'll mail you one. You taste it.
New fat-free Pringles. Tasting is believing.
Hey, what's that on your chin? And there's something on your nose. Actually, there's stuff all over your face. Don't worry, it's not crumbs from a late afternoon cupcake. It's the gunk left by your not-so-cleansing cleanser. See, Biore cleansers don't just move dirt around your face. Biore gets rid of dirt. The Biore Dirt Lock system surrounds oil and makeup so they rinse away completely, leaving absolutely clean skin. So wash your face with Biore cleansers and smile. Just check for spinach in your teeth. Biore. Clean. Honest.
And we're back with Alter Ego OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I mentioned earlier in the show that there are two themes from the original Metroid that get remixed a lot, and that would be Kraid, or Kraid's Lair, and Brinstar. And Brinstar is fairly easy to understand because it's one of the first themes you hear when you play the game. It's the first theme you hear when you start playing, actually. And Kraid is the one that, you know, comes later. But either way, the Brinstar from the original Metroid has always been one of my favorite themes. And it's kind of interesting to me because as Super Metroid came out, and Super Metroid was great and had an awesome soundtrack, but there are two places, there are two different versions of Brinstar and Super Metroid, and they both have completely different music than the original. And deep in my heart, you know, I still have a lot of love for the original Brinstar music, but the Brinstar from Super Metroid is also really good, and it's also one of the themes that gets remixed about a million times, especially the Brinstar Red area. That gets covered a lot. And I can understand why, because that is a really awesome theme. And there are a lot of different versions of it, of Brinstar, Super Metroid's Brinstar. And I have, like, practically all of them. But I've always kind of liked this one. It's kind of, this is an old remix. I think it should still be on OC Remix. I don't think it's been taken down. But, again, you can find it at OC Remix. That's OCREMIX.org. It's from Super Metroid. It's by Beat Drop, and this is Dimstar.
Plains, like graveyard. But some just went stir crazy, Lord, 'cause nothing. Thank you.
That was Beat Drop with Dim Star from Super Metroid. You know, it's an older remix, but I kind of like it anyway. This last one is from a theme that's in almost every Metroid game that never gets covered or remixed, and that's probably because it's kind of hard to approach. This one really requires a great bass. You can also find us at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. It's by Main Finger, and this is called Secrets. I'd like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
From coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.